6667.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Pureness of heart. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. And so circumstances try to talk to you, to get you off of your purpose, to make you waver, make you uncertain. God hath not surely said. But when you know purpose and you purify your heart, you can say something like, for God I live and for God I die. If God don't come through, I'm sunk. That's all that's to it. But how many know God always comes through? He always comes through. 1 Peter 1:22. Get that verse for me. Pureness. A pure heart. Vital. Vital. A pure heart. You got it? 1 Peter 1:22. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. Here's another facet of a pure heart, another characteristic. He says here that you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, and it manifests a fruit, unfeigned love of the brothers. When you love people genuinely, when you relate to people without agendas, when you don't allow resentment and offense, and I just been so hurt, when you stop allowing that stuff to manifest or live in your heart, when you cleanse yourself, the manifestation will be that you can love everybody with an unfeigned or with a genuine. I'm not talking phony love. You know, smile in somebody's face with a plastic smile. And in your heart, it's like, ah. No, it's unfeigned love of the brethren. When you can walk in love, tell somebody you got to learn to walk in love. You got to love your enemies. And you can when you purify your heart, when you're not double-minded, when you know that God is going to come through for you. Come on, I said, when you know God, they may mistreat you. One of the characteristics here of Daniel was that he was persecuted at a time. We're not going to write that down yet. We hadn't got to it. But how God exalted him and he trafficked into spiritual heights. He got persecuted by the astrologers, by the necromancers, by the magicians, by the witch doctors. All that were in the court, all those that were close to the king, begin to fight against him. But see, that persecution only meant that God was going to protect him. Blessed are you when men shall persecute you. Everybody wouldn't call that a blessing, but the word says you're blessed. When men start persecuting you for my name's sake, that means you are blessed. Hello, somebody. I ain't going to get no shout out. I need to blow my horn, my own horn, because I ain't going to get no shout on that. But the word says, blessed are you when men shall persecute you and revile you and speak all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. He says, rejoice. Boy, I got one amen twice. And then some moans. I felt some of y'all moving around in your seat, but somebody say amen. Amen. it like some of y'all just like punch drunk. Blessed are ye when men don't lose purpose, don't lose faith, don't lose courage. Because that means that you are traveling. You are trafficking. Do you understand? God's going to give this generation a stature to deal with ancient spirits. spirits that have kept nations under bondage. Nations are going to be changed in a day because of the anointing of the church. Not for governments, not for government programs. That stuff never worked. It'll never work. Make people lazy. That's what it does. Make people lazy. Makes people want to kick their man out. So they can get them checks, them food stamps. Oh, y'all know I'm telling the truth? Say, man, I've been stopped looking like y'all don't know what I'm talking about. It's true. Making a big fuss so they can get that check. Is you here? I can't get it. We're going to leave that alone, but it's the truth. The truth will make you free. The truth is the light. Amen. We need to call what is. So we purify her. In other words, no more double-mindedness. Tell somebody, make up your mind. Bible says when you shall decree a thing. Tell somebody, you shall decree. That word decree means decide. You shall decide. You shall decree and it shall be established. Not to decide is to decide. When you can't decide, you've already decided not to decide. And that spells double-mindedness. You have to get rid of that false assumption of God's sovereignty. God is sovereign. But a lot of people just throw stuff out on God like, you know, well, God knows. Yeah, he knows, and he knows what you need to do. He knows what you better do. Well, God will take care of it. No, something God ain't taking care of. He said, you better take care of it. Hello? And then we try to put everything on, you know, well, God is working everything. Not that stuff you messed up, you need to get straightened out. I think I'm going to have that horn up here. I said, something you just kind of sweep under the rug and say, well, God will take care of it. No, he's not taking care of that. You need to take care of that. You done offended somebody, you better go and get it right. You done stolen from somebody, you better take it back. Whatever you have done in your flesh, and you're talking about, well, God will take care of that. God know my heart. Yeah, he know your wicked heart. And he wants you to go back and get it right. He wants you to go back and get straight. That's what you take care of. That's why the wheels stop and sometimes come off your chariot. And you wondering, where is God? And then you start to waver. Now you miss purpose. Because you not kept your heart pure. You make a mistake, don't just cover it up. Fess up to it. Yo, ho, bro. That's my fault, man. My bad. Yo, my fault. That was me. Whether they forgive you or not, you apologize. You get it off you, and then God checks it off on you. Says, now we good. Huh? Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. He that covereth sin shall not prosper. If I harbor iniquity in my heart, God won't hear me. Brethren, you can't even be bitter against your wife. Even though she asked you the same question 10 times. Brothers, shout for me right now. Word says when you become bitter, God don't hear you. You become bitter. God is all God is saying to you is man up. Lord, please don't man up. Amen, lights. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But we got to come correct. And every man, you probably know, you've had times where you struggle with that. And it's not that your wife has been bad or wrong. It's just the way that it is, the male psyche. How many know we're more than conquerors? You get that thing straightened out on the inside. Come on. And here's the key. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23. Purpose, pureness. And then number 3, proven. Daniel said, prove us. See, what you believe has to be put to the test. You can be walking around with all these amazing beliefs and ain't none of it ever been tried. You ain't never God will bless you if you give. And you ain't never given nothing. That's all I know. What do you know? He'll be the lawyer in the courtroom. You ain't never been to court. And none of what you care has been proven. But I guarantee you, if you get in a place where you allow God to prove it, it's like with tithing. God says, prove me. Prove me herewith and see, won't I open the window of heaven and pour you up. Prove me. But see, if you don't prove God, if you never appropriated, if it's never been tested, if you've never had the sacrifice to give to God first to prove him, how do you know? It's just theory. But the word is right. The word works. The word is truth. The word will supersede facts. What facts are surrounding you that are challenging you, that are contrary to your purpose, the truth will supersede that. When you get on them jet planes, they get down that runway, thrust has to supersede gravity. In other words, there's a truth that has to overtake a fact. And he gets up enough steam and the aerodynamics of it and the thrust and the engine power and all of that stuff, it overtakes a law. And it begins to defy that law. Well, truth will supersede facts, but your truth has to be proven. Tell somebody, prove God. In Ephesians 4 and 23, the Bible says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Be renewed. Interesting word, renewed. I love that word renewed because it actually means to think young. Tell somebody, I shall live and not die and declare the goodness of God. Resurrection Life Family Worship Center presents the Kingdom of the Kings 24th Anniversary Celebration beginning Wednesday, July 27th at 7:30 p.m. and nightly through Sunday, July the 31st. Morning sessions will be held Thursday through Saturday at 10 o'clock a.m. Guest speakers include Apostle Paul Mazibuku, Pretoria, South Africa, Pastor Billy and Prophet Cynthia Thompson, Boca Raton, Florida. Bishop George Curry, Jacksonville, Florida. Apostle Dave Viljan, Palm Coast, Florida. And Dr. Increase, Mr. Bob Harrison from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Come on out and celebrate with us here at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. For more information, call 772-465-0036 or visit our website at trbanks.com. We are looking to see you here. Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.